Happy Friday, KMA Land, and welcome to the Double X Factor. I'm your Friday host, Sandy Edie Hansen, and this week Spencer and I have been chatting about the concept of surrender. Now I'm going to credit much of what I've learned about this topic to my coach, Joy. She and I have been working together for like, 6-7 years, and she is masterful at reframing things and helping me look at meanings behind thoughts and feelings that can sometimes derail all of us. We talk here quite a bit about being awake or conscious in our lives, and that's for a very good reason. Much of the world walks through their life without examination or looking deeper for the drivers of what goes on for them. Part of being awake to ourselves involves becoming aware of our own coping skills, ways of being that most of us have picked up early in life as a method of solving a problem or to minimize stress of some kind or simply survive either physically or emotionally. Now, if we operate on this autopilot pattern, our authentic selves can become invisible to ourselves and to others. Coping mechanisms are like a suit of armor we put on to attempt to protect ourselves. Some examples you may recognize that are coping mechanisms would include people-pleasing, performing, letting our boundaries get annihilated, using humor to avoid hard things, denial, self-blame, blaming others, and more. Basically, we use them to avoid feeling our true feelings sometimes or to avoid stress. To surrender is to get out of our coping mechanisms and into our authentic selves. It's one of those simple, not easy things we talk about here sometimes. Coping mechanisms take up a lot of energy. It can become pretty exhausting to try and carry all that armor around. Possibly the most devastating thing about them is that very often people come to believe that their coping mechanisms are who they are and who other people are. So asking ourselves if we or others are responding out of a pattern we might have on autopilot or if we're coming from our authentic selves, that's a crucial question. I mentioned here last week that I believe all people are good. At the core of every human is goodness, and when that goodness isn't showing up, well, it's been squelched. And very often the thing covering up the goodness is a coping mechanism. To surrender your coping mechanisms is work that most of us will probably have to do and stay diligent at being aware of the rest of our days. The mission here is to try and stay true to your authentic self rather than the coping armor. And here's the part that's really important in this surrender. You must not shame yourself when you find you're back in that old suit of armor, because it's gonna happen. Surrender to that fact. You just make a choice to notice and not kick your own backside. That's the fast track to ditching the false cover of the coping mechanisms we all carry around. Now, we hope these chats about deep stuff are helpful and encouraging as you walk your own path. And Spencer and I will be back again next week and look at a coping mechanism, in fact. It's connecting through complaining. So don't miss it. I'll chat with you later.